This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. All right, big stuff cooking as usual on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen along with Michael Harrison, who's here, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We have a special program planned for you this week. Instead of doing the top 10 stories and the overview of the top people, Michael and I have decided we're going to talk about the top 10 movies for this past week. And as a result of that, we'll probably focus on The Money Monster, Nice Guys. You've seen that, right, Michael?
I haven't seen any movies this week. I'm in big trouble. I had no idea we were doing a special.
Oh, my God. You didn't get the memo?
No, I had no idea.
Damn. So that means we have to do the same stuff that we usually do then.
All right, with that.
Oh, shucks. I thought you got the memo, and you were going to be ready and willing and able to talk about the Angry Birds movie.
I'd have to go on YouTube and see the trailers.
Yeah, do you do any video games? I'm trying to picture you in a...
Occasionally,
do you really?
Video games are a part of my life. I don't play them as much as I used to, but I was one of those people that were hanging around arcades in the 70s, you know.
No kidding.
I used to leave my initials all over Southern California. I'm not going to get into the details, but I just set a world record on a well-known pinball game.
Did you?
Yeah. Wow. I'm a pinball wizard.
I heard that. And there was a song about you, too, I think, wasn't
it? It wasn't quite me, but it was my grandfather.
He was.
That song was about my grandfather.
Grandpa
Ebenezer Harrison, otherwise called Tommy.
Tommy Harrison.
It was Ebenezer Harrison.
I'm sure this is fascinating for the audience, but they'd probably really like to know what actually is going on in the world of news.
Well, let's do it. Here we go. The National Basketball Association Finals began, and the NHL Finals. They are hot and heavy, and it's good stuff. It's number 10. Number 9, the cause of death for music star Prince. At number 8, Brazil and Venezuela economic woes. 7 is the Zika virus. Number 6 is the UCLA murder-suicide. At number 5, Putin's NATO threats. Number 4, the battle against ISIS. At number 3, the Cincinnati guerrilla case. At number 2, the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And number 1 is the presidential race. Most talked about people at 10, we have our basketball stars Stephen Curry and LeBron James. Prince is at 9. William Klug and Manak Sarkar are at 8. Vladimir Putin, 7. Number 6 is Gary Johnson, libertarian candidate for president. Number 5, Bernie Sanders. Number 4, Brian Pagliano. Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Hillary Clinton. And number 1, Donald Trump. And that's the way it stacks up this past week on news talk stations, just like the ones we're being broadcast to right now.
Okay, so now we can go back to the top movies of the week then, because we've taken care of what we're supposed to do here.
Will something special happen in the movies this week?
Oh, are you kidding? Every week there's something special happening. It just
really
isn't the fact that everybody goes to see it. We have to wait and get it as a DVD at home, or however people do that stuff. You signed up for Netflix?
That's funny. I was off of Netflix for several years.
Really?
And it's like you read my mind. I signed up for Netflix this week.
Good for you. I have Meredith has it at her place, and so I'm watching things there. But I have a whole new sort of video setup here, and trying to figure out how to do this stuff with you know what? We should have as a subtext to what we do for the big stories of the week. We should have a business list of the top 10 stories, so that with regularity, I could dump on Verizon. Because that's my least favorite company in the world and my most favorite to want to. And we have bully pulpits here on the radio, so we can do what's necessary to put people in their places. We could use our time for good here. Not that we aren't usually doing that, but...
Well, I mean, we could also abuse it for personal gain.
And yes.
One should never use a bully pulpit like this to enact a vendetta against somebody else or some company because of private experiences.
So, then let's get to the serious side of stuff, because that's really why we are here. The cause of Prince's death, the availability of street drugs. This guy was being followed by TMZ in and out of Walmart, Walgreens and Rite Aids and CVS stores, looking to see if he could score some of this heroin-type painkiller. He didn't get it from a doctor. He got it from street vendors and died at 112 pounds. He's like, what, 5'1", 5'2"? But this guy had scheduled to see a drug counselor the next day. So he knew he had a problem, but he couldn't get off of it. And much of it apparently was caused by the pain he suffered from all of the antics, the splits and things that he did on the air. The guy wore high heels. And so, the body couldn't take it anymore, apparently. And all the pain, he got himself hooked on these things, and it killed him.
Mm-hmm. You're covering a wide swath of territory here.
Yeah.
The opioids and prescription painkillers, and some painkillers that are not prescription, over-the-counter painkillers, can be addictive and are addictive in many ways. And this is a serious, serious issue right now in terms of the health column, if we're going to talk about subjects. Health.
Yeah.
This is a big problem in America and, I guess, around the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there are people who are severely addicted to drugs as if they were back alley heroin addicts.
Yes.
Who are everyday people getting
right.
them through everyday means.
When responsible term, people, big jobs sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You use the term street drugs. I was a little bit misled by that. I think of street drugs is like, buying heroin from some guy in an alley. We're talking about stuff you can get at, the drugstore. Is that what you
and
mean?
You can get from a disreputable doctor. Look what happened to Michael Jackson. That's mm-hmm. why he died. Same sort of thing. Mm-hmm. He was being prescribed these drugs. I guess I don't. Maybe I'm not sophisticated enough with this stuff, Michael, in terms of street drugs, because I know that this guy, the Prince, was getting things on, sort of quote unquote on the street from people that would, they.
Well, once it goes past the point where you can't legitimately do it through prescriptions and doctors and normal means that a everyday person, then street drugs means you're getting it illegally on the street as opposed to legally through a store or a doctor.
Yes.
So that's Prince was addicted to drugs that anybody could be. We hear stories about celebrities going in for detox.
Yeah.
In the celebrity world, it's rampant, but it's also rampant in the non-celebrity world.
Have you ever known anybody who was hooked to drugs badly that you were so
excited
to work
with? Oh, gosh. And anybody who says no doesn't know their people. If you have more than five friends, you probably know somebody who's got a problem.
Really?
And I threw that statistic out there in conversation. That's not based on any research or anything. I'm just trying to say significant number of people in everyday society do have a drug problem.
And more, it would seem, all the time. And people say that that's the problem of recreational marijuana, that it's going to bring people around into all of these situations that are unhealthy, horrible, in fact.
No. Well, that's possible, but marijuana, ironically, is not as powerful as some of the drugs that are out there and easy to get that we don't think of as, recreational drugs. We think of them as medicine, and that's where the problem is. I mean, marijuana is what it is.
Okay, so here's something to think about in terms of this, what you just said, because it piqued my interest, the drug business. Look at the amount of money that's spent to advertise on radio and television these drugs, and they spend 15, 20 seconds telling you why you should take the drug and 40 seconds telling you why you shouldn't, and that's required by... And apparently the advertising is so strong that there's more and more of it all the time. More.
Well, big pharma and big money, go together.
Yeah.
And the advertising of drugs and, you know, go tell your doctor to prescribe this. See if it's right for you. Here's a million reasons why it's not, but it'll make you.
Yeah, right.
I love the audio fine print. You know, can cause constipation, cancer, death, blindness, lack of hearing, irritable bowel, and irritable personality, and suicide. But it could be for you and change your life for the better. Right. They go from da to da to da, you know.
And you don't think the doctors are compensated? Boys and girls, the doctors are often compensated for prescribing a particular drug from the drug companies. That's just the way it works.
So that I don't know. Do you believe that? Do you think they get kickbacks?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Wow.
I happen to know that that's been the case. Not always, but it's like, remember, the DJs used to get kickbacks for playing the right records.
Well, that was illegal. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. Sorry, I forgot about that. 16 past the hour, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the top stories of the week in the News Talk Radio world. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket. Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store at staples.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting buggy riding mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, the countdown continuing. Michael and I going through this list here. The Zika virus and what's going on in South America, number 8 and number 7. The Zika virus in the oil industry creating woes there, Michael, it looks like. Would you go to the Olympics? If somebody gave you a free ticket, would you go?
In Brazil?
Yeah.
No. A free ticket? No, I wouldn't. That wouldn't be enough to get me to go to Brazil, a free ticket. But yeah. But no, I don't think I would want. I'm very plugged into what's going on in Brazil. I have family there.
Do you?
And I get daily reports from the street of what's happening in Brazil, and it's pretty awful.
Is it just because of Zika?
No. No. Not at all. The problem in Brazil is a problem of corruption and economic results of corruption.
How the heck did they ever get the Olympics there. That maybe it was the corruption you were talking about. By their way in, because the Olympic Committee certainly is capable of that. 21 after the hour on this week's Countdown.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. 23 after the hour, this week's Countdown, a service of the Good Day program and the folks at Talkers Magazine. It's at talkers.com. The list is at talkers.com. You can also find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. Keys to the Kingdom of Conversation with all the news that goes about. You love this format. That's why you're listening to the program. And Michael is the guru of it. As such, we ought to spend a few minutes on the number six item this week, the murder-suicide at UCLA. I will tell my personal story, and then we try to figure out what it is that motivates somebody like this. I suppose that's worth some time, because a lot of people were talking about that. My daughter is a professor of English literature at UCLA. Her husband is also a professor of English literature at UCLA. And my daughter was teaching a class on Wednesday morning when this situation developed. She could hear the shots in her classroom. She had 30 or 35 students in a seminar, and they were finishing because it was the last day of classes for the semester, for the session. And so these classrooms, it's a U-shaped sort of, have you ever been on the campus, Michael? Sort of a U-shaped campus with the hospital, the Reagan Hospital, and the engineering department sort of down on the other side of the hill. But the library where they thought there were some shots, and the back side of the English department abuts this other. So anyway, the bottom line is my daughter is there in the thick of it, and what it is that we do when we hear these things, we react. Everybody's calling. The lines are all jammed. You can't get to L.A. because people are calling and say, "Are you okay?" Even if you live in San Bernardino, people say, "Oh, it's pretty dangerous there in Los Angeles, isn't it?" San Bernardino is 80 miles from Los Angeles,
right?
But people in this silly thing about trying to connect to stories like this when it's happening It's college campuses everywhere, cities everywhere, all over the world, not just our country.
That's the way the news focuses on things.
You know,
when I lived in California, if there were mudslides 300 miles from my house, people would call, "Are you okay?"
Yeah.
Because they put on CNN and they'd see mudslides, you know.
In California.
It looks like the entire state is burning down from, forest fires. And I can understand their concern, but,
Well, really?
It's a big world.
It's kind of foolish, isn't it? I mean, I find it foolish. Not that I wasn't concerned about my daughter, and I was. We texted back and forth. She couldn't make any phone calls out. But what I found interesting was the process. They'd prepared for it. They had they have drills. The students were all locked into their rooms. They have an electronic gizmo. And the first 60 seconds, everybody's notified with a text that the school's on lockdown. They don't tell them why. And then 60 seconds later, they lock all the doors to all the buildings and lock all the windows electronically. So nobody can get in, nobody can get out. So Megan and her class finished. They sat on the floor. That's because they were told not to be visible through the big glass windows, so they sat on the floor and finished the seminar for the next hour and a half or so while the buildings were on lockdown. I mean, there's a certain sanity to that. The whole thing is insane, but there's a certain sanity to looking at it that way, don't you think?
Yeah, but I can't imagine continuing the lecture while sitting on the floor knowing the building's in lockdown.
Yeah, but they did.
I think we're coming up on a break. I won't start a story.
We got about a minute. Yeah, go ahead.
When I was a kid, when Kennedy was killed, they made an announcement over the loudspeaker. I was in French class, and then we all stood there stunned, and I remember the French teacher continued the lecture. He was numb, but he continued, and I remember in my little 13- or 14-year-old head saying, "Why is this doofus continuing the lecture when we're having a historic moment here and everybody's in shock?" He did the lecture.
Yeah.
He didn't know what to do.
Numb to this stuff, or are we just becoming numb?
Well, this was back in Kennedy. Talk about numb.
We were numb then, yes.
We were freaked.
We were. I remember I was coming out of class going to my locker. Library was open, and everybody was in watching the television set. It was 2-something or other in the afternoon. School had gotten out, and we all didn't leave. The buses went empty because everybody went to the library to watch what was going on in Dallas.
If the school's on lockdown, what do you do? You don't even know. You don't know if a bullet's going to fly.
No. 28 past the hour here on the countdown.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. In fact, Discover is the only major credit card to offer FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now. And enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Some U.S. customs agents are required to stay in good physical condition, like thousands of other law enforcement employees everywhere. Some of them join health clubs or gyms, just like millions of us who value physical fitness. But unlike other Americans, these agents get their gym memberships paid for courtesy of the taxpayer. Last year, their memberships cost us over $400,000. If the people in charge of their budget would look through the lens of liberty, they would know that responsible citizens are in charge of their own lives, including keeping themselves in shape if their jobs require it. Lots of private companies offer memberships, and some even build their own workout centers. But they are voluntarily spending their own money, not ours.
For more information, go to Lens of Liberty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Counting down or counting up, just depends on your point of view. We start at number 10 and go to number 1, but then interspersed in the conversation, the charts have their prickly points, and they also have their points of interest, depending on who you are, what your interests are. There's a place for everybody in here in terms of the issues. We're reviewing Michael Harrison and I. I'm Doug Steffen. Charts for the week of May 30th to the 3rd of June, first week of June, in essence. Summertime doesn't really have much impact. This stuff goes on 52 weeks a year. We do this program live every weekend to go through and figure out what it is that piques your interest. So we're talking about the situation at UCLA. I would rate that, if it was just in terms of my own interests, this is not the general consensus. This is my own interest. Number One and or number two would be the UCLA murder, suicide, and or the Cincinnati guerrilla case. So let's talk about the guerrilla case and the various points of view. This brings up all kinds of issues. You could spend hours and hours talking about this on the air, Michael, right?
Well, yeah, you can. It's interesting. I don't know if it's the most important thing we've ever talked about, but it certainly is the third most talked about thing on the radio.
Well, how do we judge what everybody's different? So for me, it's very important because I think that as human beings, we relegate ourselves to the top of the heap. But if you believe in God or supreme being or the force or whatever it is, all creatures, great and small, remember that book?
Yeah, well, how about the baby that was down there?
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm talking about in terms of what the gorilla represented, what he was doing. You didn't know what really he was doing. He just sort of assumed he was going to do harm. So shoot the gorilla. Is that the right thing to have done?
Yeah.
The baby was safe. You think it was the right thing to do?
Well, if you had a gun and there was a baby with a big gorilla and the gorilla's dragging the baby around, what would you do?
Well, I don't know enough about it. I probably would have done the same
thing.
Are
you kidding me? No. You wouldn't save the baby at all costs?
Oh, I don't know. The baby was in danger. There were a lot of people who looked at the video who were experts on gorillas said the baby wasn't in any danger at all. The gorilla was protecting the baby, in fact. But we don't know that, so first thing to do is shoot it.
No.
I mean, I understand why it was done. I don't know if it was...
Can you imagine had that gorilla killed the baby because they hesitated, because they were afraid that they would unjustly kill the gorilla?
Absolutely. Gone. Everybody.
Why does there have to be a blame or a right or a wrong in this? The tragedy is that the baby was in a situation where it could get killed, the baby could get killed, and that the gorilla wound up having to get killed. It's a tragedy on many levels, but the blaming the people they shouldn't have or they should have, well, come on. A baby or a gorilla? I mean, the gorilla is a fabulous creature. It's a sentient being. Mm-hmm. We love the gorilla. We care about the gorilla. But gorilla versus human baby? No. Hey, if the baby were in the hands of a predatory human, I'd shoot
the human. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Justification for it.
You know, if we're talking,
I'm talking in general terms, yes, about question, how we disrespect the animal kingdom.
Well, that's another issue attached to this. Should we have gorillas in cages or in enclosures? Should we have zoos? This is an interesting story. This is an interesting aspect. You know, whether or not zoos are the epitome of evolved thinking or how we act as a species on this planet at this time in our evolution or our spiritual development, however you want to look at it.
Yeah.
You know, we have to look at how we treat animals, definitely. But that don't you agree that that's a bit of a separate issue than the actual news
event? Oh, I think there are tons of issues here that are connected to this. Why the parents were not, or the mother was not responsible for her baby, no matter how many babies she has. I'm tired of listening to people. Well, she had four babies. Okay, so what do you want from me? You had the charge. I didn't ask you to have four babies. You didn't ask you to bring them to the zoo. You brought them all to the zoo. Couldn't control them all. A little four-year-old kid squeezes his way through the bars, gets down there. The zoo's accountable for this. Well, the zoo never had a four-year-old before. They don't know how big four-year-olds are. They're wandering around. But, well, four-year-olds aren't supposed to walk around. So, well, you know what? They did, they do, and they will. So you're responsible.
Yeah, well, yeah, but, you know, that's a whole issue of parents not looking out for their kids.
Right.
I see it all the time. Don't you see sometimes a parent with kids and the kid looks like the kid's going to do something very dangerous and the parent doesn't seem to care and you don't want to stick your nose in, and yet you feel compelled to, like, you know, hey, your baby is wandering into traffic, jerk, you know.
Yeah.
That's a whole other thing. So this is a great story for radio. It's also a great story for us to take stock of where we stand as a society and as people on a number of issues. All I'm saying is, if you're hosting a discussion or moderating a discussion like that, keep the issues separate when they don't necessarily relate. And to say that maybe they shouldn't have shot the gorilla because gorillas shouldn't be in cages is to miss the point that the gorilla is in a cage and there's a baby in there with it, and the gorilla weighs 10 times as much as the baby and could kill the baby in a second, even trying to be friendly.
Yes, correct. That's issue number one of four or five. And so exactly. You take them. That's the number one issue, the way a human being would deal with that. But then let's get into these other things. Why was the baby in there? Because the parents were irresponsible.
Yes.
Okay. Why is there a wide enough hole in the fence for a baby to get through? That's another issue. And then, you know, what is the gorilla's life all about? Why are they in captivity? Yet another issue. And so it goes on and on. It's a perfect conversation piece for a good, thoughtful host.
Yes, and that's why, with all the stuff going on in the world with the ISIS and NATO and murders and Zika and drug problems, that it's right in there in the middle of the presidential race, as one of the top topics, because it is of great human interest. It's of great sociological interest, scientific interest, and legal interest.
Did you see this 42-inch fence? They're supposed to redo it, what they did with his new barrier. You see pictures of that, how ridiculous it all. They got rope netting at the bottom of it, and they've got wood beams across the top. Like, that's going to keep somebody from climbing in there? These people are going to be deranged to think that that's going to fix the problem. It reminds me of the TSA. You know, a theater? There's nothing to be done by the TSA. They don't do a damn thing. Except this is a make-work job for a bunch of people in the United States, keep them from going on welfare, that's all. And they harass people and make it more difficult to get on the plane. That's the only thing it's good for, as far as I'm concerned. And maybe the same can be said, you can pull something like that out of this, the theater of putting up this new fence, and then say, oh, look what we did. We didn't do anything.
Well, that's closing the barn door after the horse escapes. You know, that's a common thing.
Or on my farm, it's the cow escaping.
The cow. Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, but that's what it comes down to. It's, you know, we've got to do something about this. Well, it may not happen again for 100 years. You should have done something before.
Yeah.
But zoos, you know, I've always been troubled by zoos. Our role on this planet with other animals, with other species, is definitely something that we have to
That was
examine.
What I was thinking about before. Who made us in charge? Where'd that come from?
Well,
who put us in charge?
Huh? This is a very, very sensitive and deep and complicated issue. Who put us in charge, you know? That one, that's a button. You could press that one. Who put us in charge? Well, according to the Bible, God put us in charge. According to some other people.
According to the Bible, all of God's creatures are the same and to be treated with respect.
You could find something for every point in the Bible.
Yes, of course.
But the point is, even science says we're in charge. Have you heard a thing called survival of the fittest, the Darwin's theory of evolution?
Yep.
You know, it's our birthright as humans to be the top of the food chain until somebody else comes along and knocks us off.
Right. Yeah.
That's nature's way.
That'll be gorillas. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen going through the topics, the stories, the things that are on the minds of millions and millions of people who are listening to great news talk radio stations like the one you're listening to on this week's Countdown Overview.
Ace's Place with the helpful hardware folks.
This year, I want to grow vegetables I can actually eat.
I talk with Kat about watering and soil. I even suggested she plant beans because they release nitrates that nourish the soil.
Ace is a place to learn beans really are the magical fruit.
Now through Monday only, print out the coupon at aceiver.com and get 25% off on regular price item under $50. Offer valid through June 6th at participating stores. Limit one, exclusions apply. See coupon. Must present coupon to redeem offer.
A moving and inspiring one-of-a-kind musical and multimedia experience. The New American Freedom Train Show celebrates the foundations that made America great. Faith, family, military, and work ethic. Award-winning Nashville recording artist and U.S. Army veteran Tim Macker, together with a team of talented musicians, provides one of the most unique and entertaining shows in America. For more information, go to NewAmericanFreedomTrainShow.com.
It's time to gear up for a great season of fun ways to stay active and get healthy. Certified personal trainer and fitness expert Laura DeAngelis has some tips to help make this our fittest summer yet.
My number one tip, stretch, stretch, stretch. Then do core exercises like planks and crunches to improve balance. Finally, if it's been a while, get a new pair of athletic shoes.
One in three people have digestive issues, even on healthy diets. Any advice?
New Me and My Digest Results and Gluten Assist have fast-acting all-natural enzymes that help to break down food when you take them before each meal. Get them at Walmart.
And for aches and pains from workouts and daily activities?
Arnicare Gel works on muscle pain, stiffness, swelling from injuries, and bruising. The non-greasy gel is made from a natural active ingredient, the mountain daisy, and it's unscented.
What about signs of sun damage or aging?
The new Halo Laser Treatment improves skin texture, reduces the appearance of pore size, brown spots, and sun damage. It's extremely comfortable with minimal downtime. Learn more at videopump.tv.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-600-1219 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-600-1219. 800-600-1219.
Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of, say it again, Doug, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine is here. I'm Doug Steffen. The presidential race is number one behind the Cincinnati Zoo case. When I see Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump as one and two on the people list, you know where that's going. Anything new this week that's shaking the foundation of Trump and his juggernaut?
Well, Trump is having problems with the Trump University story. That's now all over the place. And
you think anybody really cares who supports Donald Trump? Look at all the things that have been thrown at him so far. People are going to make up their mind to vote for him or not because of this sort of thing?
I think
really?
That there's a tremendous body of people who are as vehemently against Trump as those who are for him.
Oh, I think you're right about that. I think there's a real divide.
Yeah.
And are those people strongly supportive of Hillary Clinton, or are they going to go down the path with William Weld and Gary Johnson? Would you do that? Would you vote for Gary Johnson as a libertarian with Bill Weld, who was an excellent governor, as you know, of Massachusetts?
Would I? Yeah. I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't announce who I'm for or who I vote for, but really? Would I? Yeah, I could.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're reasonable people.
They are. They're most reasonable ones running.
I think that the case with Hillary and Trump is a lot more clear cut than people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you do not like Trump, for a lot of reasons, why there are, would you agree there are a lot of reasons not to like Trump?
A lot of reasons to like him and not to like him.
Okay, so if the reasons that you don't like Trump are pressing in your mind,
yeah,
Hillary is an alternative. She's not another Trump.
Not for me.
She's problems of a different.
Some.
She's
yeah.
problems of a different ilk.
She does.
But
yes.
They're not the same thing.
That's why it's exciting to see a more viable, at least in my mind, you know, you were not happy. You were concerned about me because you thought I liked Trump. I was more reacting to what I don't like than what I do like.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do like, if you want to take the positive spin, is the energy that surrounds Bill Weld. I find him to be a very, very positive political.
You and I both lived in Massachusetts when he was governor.
Yep.
He was a good governor.
Superb governor.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
We've also lived in Massachusetts with Romney.
Yeah, and he was a good governor, too.
Wasn't bad.
A little off of the rocker now, but anyway.
No.
All right, so there it is, the presidential race. Number one, Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. Pleasure, as usual, to have you here on The Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen at 50 minutes past the hour.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are, and so we do, and I am so happy to have my pal Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, wisely placed on the Good Day and Countdown programs to go through legal issues, et cetera, et cetera. We got at least three big ones this week. Plus, you wrote on your blog a warning. Steve runs a wonderful website called Scamicide, which is, as the title suggests, a way for you to look up, learn from maybe some of your mistakes or other people's mistakes. This hacking group, Anonymous, has been threatening world banks. Where do you see all of that going? I mean, there's hacks. Every time I bring up one of these things, because there's a different example almost every week, you wonder how vulnerable we are, and we don't really pay attention to it in the main. I don't think we do. I think the average, oh, yeah, that's what's happening over there, and they don't think it'll ever happen over here.
Well, it can happen over here, and it's a matter of, it's not as bad as you think, Doug. It's far worse. When, you know, Anonymous has made a general threat against world banks, but they haven't really done much with it. However, there have been particularly Eastern European and North Korean hacking groups that have hacked into international banks. They got $81 million from the Bank of Bangladesh, the third world banks, also in Ecuador. But there have been hacks. hacks of the Federal Reserve that we just became aware of. There have been hack attempts at our nuclear power plants and our power grid. Frankly, we've got to do a better job of getting our act together because we are, as a country, in real jeopardy. The financial system, Wall Street's in jeopardy. This is serious stuff.
It's not comforting, no matter how you look at it. There's no comfort in any of this stuff.
Not really.
Let's go through the top stories this past week. Three items that jump out. The cause of Prince's death. The addiction to the this whatever
it was, a painkiller.
Painkiller. Yeah. Like a, it's a heroin type thing.
But a legitimate, this is right. A legitimate prescription drug,
well,
as was.
There's one of the discussions, legitimate only because these companies make a lot of money and they pay taxes, but are they any different than a heroin dealer on the street corner? I don't think so. The opioids are everywhere.
And certainly there are a number of physicians, I just saw one on trial recently here in Massachusetts, who is writing all kinds of unwarranted prescriptions. And yeah, they are your drug dealers. And it's going to be very, very interesting to see, is this something where Prince himself maybe illegally obtained these drugs, or was he just given these drugs indiscriminately by a physician who may have the kind of same kind of liability that it turned out that Dr. Murray had in the death of Michael Jackson. So this isn't the end of the story by far. This is the beginning. And like you said, really it's a societal issue about the way we use painkillers in our in life today.
And the way the drug companies advertise, the way they work over. I mean, look at the people who are in Congress that get money from the drug companies. You see a lot of the same boards of directors on the drug companies and on the big food companies.
Yep.
The same people. So they get you sick and then they go over and work on the drug side to supposedly make you better.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You point out the advertising. Only two countries in the world, the United States and New Zealand, allow direct-to-customer advertising of prescription drugs. And what they do is they're the dealers who create a need for drugs that you don't need, and many of them are downright dangerous. So this is another real issue.
Okay. Number six this week on the countdown is that focus at UCLA. My daughter's a prof there. She was having class and was a building away from where the murder-suicide took place. Legal, there's nothing. Everybody's dead, right? So who?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when they went to the shooter's home, they found a death list, and there was a woman who had been killed in Minnesota that they're now attributing to him. Now, there doesn't seem to be any liability on the part of the school, but it just does seem, you know, that the issue of gun control, how he got these guns, the proliferation of guns in society is a real problem in the United States today.
Number three, the Cincinnati Gorilla case. There's legal stuff. I would think you could throw stuff against the wall and it would stick all the way around, even though everybody's running away from it because they don't want to charge anybody, although there's tremendous irresponsibility here all the way around, it looks like to me anyway.
And it is all the way around. I'd like to know more about it, but it does seem that the enclosure was not protected from, frankly, the anticipatory stupidity of parents, and then parents seeing it, not really watching their kids. So there's plenty of blame to go around.
It is, I mean, it's asinine when you look at this, the way they've got the zoo constructed, how, you know, any kid that size could get through. I'm surprised somebody hasn't gone through before, frankly. This looks like an accident waiting to happen. All right, the expertise from the legal mind of Professor Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a college professor, law professor, and great lawyer here on The Countdown.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.